Hello and welcome back.
Welcome back to Au Pair and Host Mom Unfiltered.
We have a guest
again. We have our first in-person live guest.
Who's that?
It's Johnny.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me.
We're just going to start a band today.
Can you tell we listen to too much Taylor Swift at home?
Nonstop.
You guys are really just like calm.
Yeah.
I think we are.
Wow.
As opposed to what?
Shabam.
Huh?
That's right.
Okay. This is going to be an interesting episode for those of you who are new to the podcast.
Oh, you're going to love it.
Johnny is my husband. He is the host dad, resident host dad here.
Resident cheater.
Oh my God. We did mention that last week.
We did.
So.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Johnny. We're going to talk about au pair life.
I'm ready. Let's live this au pair life together.
Okay.
Yeah. So our first question that we have for you today was, how was the whole idea of an au pair introduced to you?
Well, obviously this was not my idea.
Obviously.
What?
I mean.
I didn't even have to ask you that.
Yeah.
I was like 100% sure that it was Lissy.
Yeah.
1,000%. Do you know how many people ask me what an au pair is like every week? I explain this at least 3 times a week.
Easy. What? I don't even do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no one ever asks us. They just know or they don't ask.
Well, yeah. So I repost your stuff on the grams and all that stuff. And people are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I'm like, imagine a nanny, but better. And they live with you and they're part of the family. And it's just all around greatness.
And they're not from America.
That's also an important part.
Do you ever tell people that?
But yeah. Are you kidding? My favorite thing to talk about is how you're from Sweden. So I immediately loop that in.
Okay.
1,000%.
That's funny. Okay. So when Lissy introduced it to you, what did you think about it?
I thought, okay, wow, we can't afford this, so I'm just going to let Lissy live in her la-la land and not say anything about it. Because that's our thing, right? When we have ideas, we just kind of let them go with it and hope it naturally runs its course and stops.
Okay, so you think that she was going to, like, eventually stop thinking about it?
100%. But she kept bringing it up over and over and over.
When was this?
It was after Logan was born.
Yeah.
Well, we had talked about it before because our friend who has an au pair in Baltimore, she told us about it because she already had an au pair with her first. And so she told us about it when we were up in Baltimore. And she was like, it's the best thing I've ever done. Like, you guys need to do it.
And again, this whole time, she says, I've been looking at au pairs online. And I'm like, okay. In my head, I'm thinking, live in your fantasy world. That's fine. We can't afford this. So just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, but we could afford it the whole time. You knew that.
I was skeptical. Very skeptical.
Of the money part or
100%.
Of the whole other part?
I mean, the idea sounds great, but no, it just sounded very expensive.
Okay. So when did you change your mind?
I don't know if I had a choice in the matter. 100%.
Kind of like, hey, we have an interview with an au pair today. Hope you're ready.
I think that's exactly how it was.
And I was like, who is that au pair?
What?
Me.
Yeah. I was like, it had to be Nata because everyone else denied us.
Yes.
Like we were the most unpopular people on that website.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think you were the most. Maybe like top 5.
Oh. Did you hear this shit?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Do we cuss on this podcast?
Yeah. Okay. But we can't say the F-bomb. We leave that for the other podcast.
That's deal. Okay.
Right. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. But I mean, it was me.
You have to hold your mic up when you talk. He's got a special mic. Oh, wow. That's a little too loud now. Welcome to Podcasting 101.
Yeah. Okay. So you didn't change your mind. You just didn't have a choice.
That's exactly right. No, I never changed my mind. You just appeared one day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Lissy, what made you go from like talking about it to actually now I'm doing this?
Well, for me, like I knew the only way for me to go back to work was if I had someone who was here more full time.
Yeah.
Like the number of our last nanny was great, but the number of hours that she was able to do for us, we needed more. if I was going to be able to work. So that was kind of the reasoning for me that we needed to have an au pair.
We did have a lot of arguments about that. I feel like the arguments around money turned into arguments around time for work, turned into arguments about the kids. And
you sound like all we do is argue, and really we don't.
No, I'm just saying that that was the progression, right? Like that was kind of the cycle we were in. Mm. And so, yeah, we had to have someone for more time so you could go to work. And yeah, that was the solution.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was a great one. I'm just saying.
My personal opinion.
Yeah, I think I'm amazing.
Yes, you're going to see the house when you come home and you're going to think the same. I cleaned it.
Oh, God, why are you so good to us?
I love
you. That you did say you were cleaning when Liam was watching.
He was watching
Baby
show.
Shark over and over.
I was like, this is pretty good. I'm fine with this.
To anyone listening, if you don't have a clean house right now, just know. You could have Nata.
Which, no, you can't have Nata. But to be fair, cleaning the house is not part of your au pair responsibilities.
Agreed.
You can pick up after the kids and pick up after yourself, but you're not supposed to pick up after us. So hopefully
but
you
sometimes
do
I do because I'm in a cleaning mood.
Well, so hey, as long as we did not force her, you heard it here.
Yeah, you did not. Okay.
Okay, so do we need to keep going or is that the bottom one? Okay, yeah. What were your expectations?
Oh, no, we have more.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What were your expectations? What was true and what was not true? Like, what did you expect when we got an au pair?
Again, zero expectations because I didn't think this was happening.
But, I mean, when it was happening, like when you matched.
Yeah, that was happening.
I think that you guys really overestimate the male brain here.
What? That is hard because I don't even think that good of you. Of men in general. not you specifically.
It's hard to overestimate here because I think nothing of you.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think that everyone in this room can attest to I think about work, food, and working out. Like that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But let's say in your brain, possibly when you were thinking about an au pair's about to move in with us, like what did you expect to happen? What did you expect to be the case?
I mean, so my expectation was what we had with our last nanny, right?
Yeah.
And parts of that were great, parts of that were not great. So I was hoping that it was going to have the good parts and change the not so good parts, like less TV time. Like I really didn't want that. I wanted an au pair that was going to spend time with the kids outside and do all of these things, which I have been very pleasantly surprised. You know, that's been great.
After me telling that I would let him watch a Baby Shark.
That's rare.
It is.
Yeah.
We don't have a TV in our main level. So if he's going to watch TV, it's on someone's phone or he has to go down to the basement. So it's like a challenge to do it.
Oh, yeah. It is harder.
He never, compared to the amount of TV he used to watch with us, my God.
But it's fantastic. I think about it all the time. When I would get home from school, I would go get on this old swivel chair that was probably inherited from like a great-great-grandmother or something. It was awful. And watch TV for hours.
That was so fun, though. Like in Sweden, we had like a sandwich with a boy.
Oh, a boy.
It was great. It's
I forgot about that.
Does that exist here?
No. I mean, it's like Nesquik.
Oh,
I was like, you had sandwiches with a boy?
No.
No. Oh, boy.
Like a chocolate.
It's
milk
like chocolate
drink.
Powder.
Yeah.
And you put it in milk. Did you warm yours up or drink it cold?
Cold.
Yes.
It's so good.
So good cold. My brother used to drink that shit all the time.
Yeah. It's great.
Y'all are just having a moment.
I know.
I just realized that I haven't thought about a boy in forever.
Right. Okay, so what would you put on your sandwich?
That I don't know.
Oh, like I can tell you.
Cucumber, meat, probably.
Probably everything. Yeah.
The Swedish sandwich. One slice of bread.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Why would you have two?
Because that's
more carbs. You, of all people, should know that.
One slice of bread. And let's throw some lettuce on there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some sauce. God knows what it is.
Like butter.
Ketchup, maybe. Okay. And then 4 inches of shrimp.
I don't like shrimp.
But tell me that's not like the traditional sandwich.
It is.
A mountain
it is. No
of
ketchup.
Shrimp.
What sauce?
Yeah, no ketchup. It's egg and mayonnaise and shrimps and a cucumber and
spices.
Lemon.
Dill, maybe.
Dill. Yeah.
Did you say?
And a tomato.
Dill.
Mm-hmm. Dough.
Dill.
Dill.
Sorry, it's that's what earth. I heard. Okay, so how do you eat these open-faced sandwiches, by the way, that have a mountain of...
You just eat it.
You're bringing a mountain of shrimp towards your face.
Is that what you use a fork and knife?
Yes.
God, y'all are weird.
But normally, if it's like a cheese, you just like pick it up and eat it. It stays together.
Yes, it very much does.
So think of it more like a slice of pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great.
It's a sandwich pizza.
Okay, we need to...
Yeah, sorry. Move along.
So, apparently you didn't have any thoughts beforehand that someone was going to move in your house.
Nope, not a single one.
But how can you not? Like, you even met me in the summer in Sweden and you were like not thinking about it at all.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, yeah. Johnny.
Sorry.
What is your opinion about having someone live in your home, though? Is it easier or harder?
It has not been a problem at all.
Oh. Yeah.
No. You know, you have your own room. It's on a different floor. But you're so much part of the family.
Yeah.
Like, you come and go as you want to, and it's completely comfortable. I think it would be uncomfortable if you didn't feel like you could do that.
Yeah.
Like, if you were just like, oh, I have to go down, and I'm going to stay down there the whole time by yourself.
The whole day. Every day.
That would suck, though.
That's so...
Yeah.
And it would just be weird. I don't know.
Would be weird.
But to be fair, not that this episode's about me, but I think... thought a little bit, like, I was a little nervous to see like how intrusive an au pair would be in our space.
Yeah,
like, would I want to watch a TV show without our au pair there, or like, would I want to do this without our au pair? But like, there's not anything that we do upstairs.
Well, there's something besides we do upstairs in our without the au pair.
Stop it. Oh my god, Johnny, why do you have to make things awkward all the time?
Okay.
But I mean, like,
okay,
you're always like, it's fine for you to be upstairs at any time.
Yeah, that's good because I am.
Yeah.
No, you're just like,
annoying to be around. Like, I think it would be a little different if you were like annoying. And it's funny because like you do talk a lot, but it's not annoying.
So
you know what I mean? Like, it could. I think it's also a bit about the personality. Like someone
it is
like. If someone else I know that was kind of annoying talked as much as you do, I'd be like, shut the up. But you don't, you're
I
not
bet
annoying.
You're like that sometimes.
No.
But it's fine.
I've never once thought that.
Mm-mm. What?
I've never once
I'm surprised
thought that.
About that.
No.
Hmm. Okay.
You're like, I'm just going to keep talking.
There are some personalities, like I'm sure you guys have talked about some of these personalities, right? Like, I've met au pairs that I feel like would come into the house and want to be the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that would be a problem.
Probably, yes.
Does that make sense?
Like taking up way too much space?
Well, not taking up too much space, but like they always will want to be the center of attention and want to get everyone. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
I think I get a little what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, there was someone that we met that had a personality that I told you guys right off the bat, like there's something going on there. If she was in my house, that's what I expect, right? I would expect her to always want to be talking and always want everyone like looking at her.
Creating drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that's, I get what you mean.
Yeah, I do.
I would not be standing for that.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so what is the best and worst thing about having an au pair?
Best thing about having an au pair is... I don't even want to say having another set of hands around. I just enjoy your personality. I think that you're part of the family. It's fun to have you around.
I have fun, Lisa. Do you hear that?
I do.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I think it's great.
That's awesome.
Worst part? You stink.
Oh my god, no, she doesn't.
To be fair, I have my shoes on
never
now. That
once,
probably does.
Okay, I have never once smelled your feet. And I am sensitive to smell. Have you smelled her shoes before?
No. You have never...
He always tells me I stink too, so don't take it personally.
No.
Sweetheart. That was a joke.
It was not funny. Girls take that very seriously.
Okay, you don't stink, I promise.
Okay, thank you. That's nice. But what is the worst thing? What did I say?
Okay, thank you. That's nice. Move on, Johnny.
No, but I want to know what is the worst thing.
What is the worst thing?
I have no complaints. I can make something up, but I just did. You know, I made up "you stink," which is not true. So anyone listening, she doesn't stink.
Oh, thank you.
I know the worst thing. Okay. I know the worst thing.
Yeah, tell me.
I think the worst thing about having au pair is actually just that they are only here for a year.
I was going to say that connection and
loss.
That's
the worst thing.
Yep.
Well, I explained to Liam today that I'm leaving again. He does really...
He's not going to get that.
No.
No, not really. He's like...
He doesn't have a concept of time.
No, he's like, when are you coming back then? Mm-hmm. Oh, when are you going to see me? And I was like, in Sweden.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh. I was like, yeah, I'll see you in Sweden. He's like, in Nenen's house, which is his grandma. I was like, yep, I can come to Nenen's house.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay. He doesn't understand.
No, you're going to go back and we're going to get Ebba. And the first thing he's going to say is, when's Nata coming back?
Probably. I don't think he's going to get it while I'm there. Well, I'm still there. He's going to get it after I moved, like a couple weeks or a couple days.
But I'm excited. I think it's going to make it a little easier that like he gets to meet her again, like we did with you in the summer.
I think
and
so too.
And she can bribe him with her cats.
Yeah.
She's cats. That he's obsessed with cats.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
There's a lot to bribe him with, honestly.
Yeah. It's pretty easy to win Liam over. Mm-hmm. Give him sugar.
Oh, yeah. Very much.
I'm sitting here in real time processing this, and I'm like, like, I know we're going to lose you, but that is the worst part, is you have a connection with someone, part of the family, and they're going to be ripped out of the house.
Yeah. Ripped out is maybe. Listen, Lisa can't talk about this. Okay.
Okay, moving on.
Okay, moving on. Before I start crying, do you have any advice you would like to give to future host families?
No.
No advice?
I'm sorry. Wasn't ready for that one. I don't know why. I guess that's what this whole show is about.
I feel like if people ask you all the time about an au pair, shouldn't you something?
My advice is drop what you're doing and get an au pair. Like, it's not a wrong decision. Financially, it makes so much sense. And I think this is just such a big help. Of course, if you get a crappy au pair, then I guess you're screwed. And then just trade them in for a new model, I guess. But
That's the beauty of Rematch.
If it doesn't
work out the first time, then you can try again.
Yeah, I think that's a great feature. But it's a huge risk, too, right? Like, you're interviewing these people, and it's like dating. You're always going to say the right thing when you're dating.
Right? Yeah.
At the beginning, at least.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
you wouldn't say anything bad about yourself.
Of course not. No. I'm the best.
I feel like I was a little honest with the bad things about us.
A little honest.
Maybe, I don't know if I was as much with you as I was Ebba. I was like, Ebba, we're kind of messy. My kid kind of yells.
Hold on. You said we're kind of messy?
There are multiple people in this house that are messy. It's not just me.
Well, it's not me.
Okay. You can stay on your little high horse then.
Yeah. But I think that's true. I mean, it is a little like dating. Because then you're like, oh, how many days should I go before I text them?
Yeah.
When should we call again? It is like that. Little.
It is. Yeah.
Don't be over eager.
No.
Don't be an eager beaver.
No, you can text too much. You can text too little.
Yeah. It's like the perfect, just right.
So have you guys talked about what was your, you know, looking back the last, 6-8 months?
Yeah.
What have you seen and been in our house and said, man, they did not prepare me for this?
I honestly don't know if I'm thinking if I had any expectations, but I don't know if I did, really. I mean, I thought about it, but I don't think I had any, like, set picture in my mind that, like, it's going to be like this, or this.
Yeah.
I mean, Logan is, I thought, I was a little scared of having Logan because he was young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, it went fine. It was good.
Because he's the best baby ever.
Yeah, he's pretty chill. He's very chill.
Except when he's not.
Yeah, today he wasn't chill, but that's fine.
If I was there, he'd be better.
Yeah, because you carry him all the time.
I know. He's getting spoiled by Johnny.
He loves me and I love him.
That's fine, but stop making our life more difficult just because you're stronger than us.
He's like... He's like my little symbiosis. He's just attached to me.
Like a little koala.
It really is.
Like if Johnny's that. Home, he like comes up to him straight away and is like, pick me up.
And I carry him all day.
I so don't. Then when he's with us, he's like, pick me up. And we're like, no. Mm-hmm. And he gets mad. Poor baby.
Yeah.
Not all the time. We can't hold him all the time. We have things to do.
We do. But no, so like he was easier than I thought he would be, I think. But also like, I mean, I've worked with kids, but no, like sometimes it comes to a point when you're like, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when they're napping, like I just need to sit down and
she's
calm
always
down.
Like during nap time, she's like, I wait to eat my lunch until nap time so that I can eat in peace. I'm like, yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah. That is honestly very, very helpful. Except when he goes to bed like at 3 o'clock, then it's not helpful.
Oh my god!
But like overall, eating lunch is so underestimated by like eating lunch by yourself.
Yeah, it's like a luxury.
It is
when you have kids.
Mm-hmm. It is. But other than that, I think like I don't think I really had any expectations really that way.
That's good.
Hmm?
I mean, I feel like most au pairs probably come into this and they don't have expectations.
I think a lot of people do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I was thinking like, well, maybe I'm wrong, but like they don't know what to expect.
But like, they see on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. We're ruining au pair life for you.
Because yeah. TikTok is real.
No, but like, I mean, there's a lot of people who do TikToks about it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously, you only show the good parts most of the time.
Yeah.
So,
but it's hard for like, I hate to be this way, but like, there's not a lot of bad for us. So it's hard for us to show the bad.
Yeah. Okay. One thing I think people think is that you can travel way more than you can.
Yeah.
But you don't have the money to travel that much.
That makes
and
sense.
And also you go like a couple months because you're like, oh, I don't want to take my vacation days. Like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I've been here 7 months now. Like I've been here. So I've been traveling, but mostly with you guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think that's like a little what people think that you can travel how much you want to. But like, first of all, you don't have that many vacation days.
Yeah.
Second of all, you don't have that much money. Like planes cost or flights cost.
Yeah. No, those are expensive. Underestimated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was like a good point you've made once before is like, I would save up some money if you're going to come because you're going to want to have like money to do the extra things. Like, because most of your living expenses are paid for, but any of the fun stuff that can also get expensive is.
Yeah.
And clothes.
I was going to say. And Target. I mean, just know, Target's a thing and it will take your money.
It is. It really will take your money.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been saving money now.
You have. She's done so good. Mm-hmm. She's just in her little, like, zone.
I am. I'm working out. I'm working and I'm saving money.
I mean, you're in your best life.
Eating healthy.
Yeah. You're doing the right thing.
For now. Then I'm going to come back to my era of other things that are not eating healthy.
There's a season for everything, Nata.
There is. Right now, it's saving money.
By the end of this, you might be like, this feels like a good lifestyle change. You might be.
We'll see.
You're like, or I just want my Swedish candy back.
Like, I was just about to say, like, your mom came home with crumble cookies.
Oh, I know. That's just mean.
And that is, all I want is to eat them. So, don't know about
that. I cannot
that.
Believe you had the self-control to not eat them. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I also have candy in my whole bedroom.
I know. She is like candy. She could eat it at any time. She's got such good self-control.
Mm-hmm. She makes sure I wake up at 5 a.m. She will not let me sleep.
Well, oh, have we told him this?
No.
Oh, no.
No one's told me anything.
So Johnny and Nata have started walking at 5 a.m. because Johnny's been doing the 75 hard. And Nata's like, well, I guess I might as well walk. And she won't walk by herself. So she's like, can I go with you?
Yep.
So yesterday at 5 a.m., something is knocking on our door.
What?
She said that that's why you woke up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, it must be Liam. And then I'm like, wait, no, it's Nata. It's got to be. It's 5 o'clock. You didn't wake up. So he goes to the door. Did you have any clothes on? Or were you like hiding behind the door?
I think I was hiding. Yeah.
And no one was there, right?
No.
Okay. But we both woke up to a door knock.
Oh, well, I know what it was.
What was it?
It was Roomba.
He must have vacuumed.
Yeah, no. I saw a roommate. It was like, da-ding, da-ding, da-ding.
Oh, because she told me. She's like, yeah, we both woke up when you knocked on our door. And I was like, yeah. I didn't knock on your door. I was out walking in the driveway.
Okay. True story. This is what I thought happened. When I saw it, I was like, she is one sneaky, sneaky. I love it. I thought you turned on Roomba and like the door so you could be like, oh, I didn't wake you up, but it was so convenient.
No,
but that was so weird. I was like, who knocked on our door then?
You were convinced someone knocked on our
door. But I told you and my mom, I was like, it felt like someone was just like tapping on the door, not like knocking. So I thought you were like trying to not wake me up. So you were just like lightly tapping on the door.
No, I was 100% out walking in the driveway, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever think your house is haunted, it's not.
It's probably Roomba.
It's the Roomba.
That is funny. Okay, so moving on. Johnny, this is the only question you don't know. If I don't think you knew that one, Cedar, because you don't listen to us. But
yeah, no.
Not a word.
Well, that's fine. Okay, so honestly, let's be real. How tired are you of hearing about the drama in the au pair world?
Oh my God, I love it.
You do?
Are you kidding? I don't have drama in my life. I go downstairs in the office.
Can you say that again for all the people to hear?
Aside from my wife, I don't have any drama in my life. No, are you kidding? It's so much fun. And I think that you guys need to just like grapple and like hang on to any of the crazy stories you can find.
Yeah, but the problem is we can't do that because she has relationships with people. So we're not going to like spill the tea of everything.
No.
Can we like do like voice disguisers and stuff?
No, but they still know it's us.
I was just about to...
have these people on, tell their story, but don't like, you know, don't give away who it is or what the situation is.
How can you
do
that?
Here's the problem, though. It's going to be very one-sided.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And we would want...
We don't care.
Yeah. Maybe. Not.
People can comment or something.
Yeah, leave a comment, but I think it'd be freaking awesome.
To hear people's crazy stories, even if it's one perspective.
Absolutely.
But just know that we're going to play devil's advocate. And like...
We're going to play what?
Devil's advocate, where you're like...
We're going to tear the whole thing apart and blame you.
Well, yeah. You just play the other side, right? Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we could do that.
Honestly, like if you feel like you were victimized or like you had a really hard au pair story or host family...
Yeah.
Please let us know because we would love to dissect it with you and also help you see the other side.
And apparently blame you. Is
yeah.
maybe.
I will say a lot of the stories she's told me, I know exactly who the problem is.
It's me.
The au pair.
Hi.
Well, I guess, yeah, you only have au pair stories.
Yeah.
But even on the groups, I can see the host families that have problems.
Yeah. That's true. You can usually see how they write their Facebook posts, like who's in the wrong.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
and people will call them out.
Yeah, but I like it.
Yeah.
You need to get a reality check.
I think that some of the families are crazy, just based on what I hear. And I know crazy people. Right?
Yeah.
People are crazy, so.
It exists on both sides.
Yeah.
That's very true. But I think Swedish are less crazy.
100%.
Maybe. Okay, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah, okay, so we all have a good relationship. So, to you, Johnny, at least you can answer this too.
Yeah.
What do you think is the best way? Like, what do you think you need to do to create a good relationship between the host family and the au pair?
I mean, I think the first thing is mutual respect.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
it's probably very true.
This person is not coming to your house to be a slave to you.
Yeah.
Right? I think the rules that are in place are good and they're for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, trying to acclimate and include the person in as much as possible is the best way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
I dreamt about that last night. Right when I woke up, because I think when I'm waking up now at 5 a.m., that I'm waking up in my REM sleep.
Yeah.
And now I dreamt about that you got your other au pair, and you only took her and things, and I was left by myself.
Aww.
We didn't even leave at this house. We lived somewhere else.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. I was totally left. They were like, no, I didn't get to come anymore. I was like, oh, rude. That's very rude.
That's so sad.
Rude.
That's a little sad. That's what I woke up to. And then I went for a walk with Johnny.
Which we had a great conversation this morning. Which you were included
in. Yeah. Oh, you did?
I love our time together. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was funny the other day. One of y'all said, I don't remember who it was, said, like, well, I've got my AirPods ready.
I asked you if he has AirPods and listens to something, usually.
And I said, well, I think you guys are probably going to talk. Isn't that what I said?
Yeah, and then you're like, but I don't know what about.
I was like, I'm not sure what you guys are talking about. Do you guys talk the whole time?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know what we talk about. Our social media.
Yeah, okay. We do.
Yeah.
That's top one, because I wake up and I see the notifications.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if you didn't know this, apparently these ladies are getting popular. Like, it's silly.
Yeah.
You guys are getting a ridiculous amount of views. I'm proud of you. I did not expect it, honestly.
Do you had expectations about this, and this was not your expectation?
Well, I knew that you guys were committed and you were going to do great, but I didn't expect for you to go like hundreds of thousands of views overnight. No, I did not expect that at all.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's been really fun. But yeah, we talk. Yeah. Everything I see on TikTok, I discuss.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's so funny to me.
5 a.m. It's a little too early, but...
Yeah, it's so early. Hence why I'm in bed. I'll take care of the kids.
The kids are not up before.
I was going to say...
Actually, yesterday they were up. They were up at like 5:45.
Yeah, but did you get them?
Yeah.
Of course you got them. But it was 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's true. It was like 10 minutes before I had to get up, but... Still, those 10 minutes would have been nice to sleep.
That's true. Yeah. Okay, so just like mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mostly. I think that's probably the number one thing. Like, we've said this 100 times. Like, if you are both constantly trying to give as much to the other person, it's going to work.
Yeah, I think so too.
Which I feel like we do.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think so. I know so. But like, overall, I think that is how it is. That if you like... want to take too much mm-hmm. on both parts, it's just gonna end up being not great.
I feel like we constantly have this really good symbiosis of like, I'm always checking with you to see what's going on in your life outside of a pair. You're always checking with me to see if there's any additional help that we need, mostly because I never tell you until the day.
And also, but I can kind of read your mind.
It's creepy,
right? Johnny was talking to him about this.
You guys are like best friends. It's really weird.
Well, it's even weirder than that, though. It's like,
oh yeah,
was it yesterday?
It was a poll thing.
Oh yeah, we said the same thing at the same time. It was so random.
Right when she was looking up that, I was for the first time making a like poll thing, yes or no. About
and I
having
asked
onions.
Her. I said, hey, what should we put up as a poll on Spotify? And it was like the same exact time, and we were like. So weird.
Yeah, we both did one on opposite social media the exact same time for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Weird.
Talk about weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, never mind. No. Mm-mm.
What was you going to say? Did you get your...
Okay. Y'all want to make it weird?
No.
No.
No, we don't.
No.
We're not making it weird. Continue. So. Moving right along.
Okay. Are we going to end this episode?
Well, we have to ask what's your motto in life.
Yeah.
What's my motto?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is your motto?
We ask all of our guests.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, my motto in life comes from an old boss of mine. Lizzie knows this story.
Oh, do you want to share that?
Listen, yes. This has been the most influential thing anyone has ever said to me.
Okay.
And it wasn't even said to me. It was just said about me. Lizzie and I had left a real estate team, and the boss called Lizzie and said, watch out for him. Everywhere he goes, he leaves a wake behind him. And that was the biggest compliment I had ever received. She meant it in such a derogatory way, but I had never seen myself as someone who leaves an impression on people or in a room. And that gave me that little bit of just confidence. I was like, yeah. Maybe I am someone who leaves a wake behind me. And I'm going to leave a wake behind me everywhere I go.
Do you know what that means, Natha?
I think I get the whole...
The idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
It's like when a boat goes. It's like the waves that
Yeah,
a boat
it's like
makes.
A footprint. You leave footprints
yeah.
somewhere. Kind
yeah.
of.
Kind of same thing.
Yeah. I mean, she meant it as, oh, he makes things
like
turbulent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't mean it in a good way, no. But you took it in a positive way.
He's like, I'm the best.
Like, I think I straight up wrote that on my mirror with an Expo marker.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
We're together at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were married.
She said it to me. She said it to me about him, and I was like, you're really going to trash my husband to me?
I just would say, that's pretty stupid, but...
Yeah.
It was.
I was like I'm not going to go tell him immediately, and it's going to be the fuel for the rest of his life.
I mean, if she only knew what she gave me.
I just hope she doesn't listen to this podcast
that
episode.
That gift that she gave me.
Well, I mean, that's a good thing.
I mean, yeah, it gave me so much confidence. Whenever I want to do something that's so outside our box, I'm like, yeah, damn right.
I can do this.
I can.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we have okay. Johnny, you can't do our outro.
Wait, hold on. Guys, I feel like you missed the most obvious question. I was waiting for it. It never came.
Okay, tell us what we should have asked you, interviewee.
I mean, how did we not have a conversation about Johnny? Were you nervous at all about a young girl coming and moving into your house?
Well, that is kind of the same way we were asking.
Yeah.
Is that the way you meant it, though?
You could have taken it however you wanted.
I mean, because the first time I told one of my family members I was getting an au pair, she just looked at me and was so freaked out because the only interaction she's had with an au pair was one that caused a divorce.
Yeah, but what does she think about you guys then?
I mean, come on. It's...
Choose your words.
Yeah, I'm like, go ahead.
I'm just saying, when you invite a young girl to come live in your home 24/7, that's a risk, right?
But
am I the only one that I know that you probably don't feel that way and all these listeners are girls? But yeah, I think that that's an inherent risk.
But I mean, it shouldn't be.
I disagree completely with you.
Of course you do.
I think I do too. But I mean, I understand what you mean. If you look at like a lot of other posts on Facebook, you can see that it's happened.
I do think it's very rare though.
I do think so
Because
too.
Like what? You're like 30...
Yeah, but I look 25, okay?
37, almost.
Yeah.
You're just...
You guys are like almost 20 years
She's trying
age
to say
difference.
That you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's actually rounding my age up now.
You're practically 40.
And she's practically 25.
And everyone here listening is like, oh, he is a cheater.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that I think that that is something that... temptation can always be there, right? And for obviously, it's not a problem for us.
My thoughts is that I think the risk is more an abusive situation than a mutual situation.
That's probably true.
Then in any case, it's a bad situation. In either case.
Yeah. It's probably not consensual. When you have that much of an age difference and someone who is in a superior.
I think the only way this could be different is if the person is a real gold digger.
Yeah. And they're out to get something.
Well, let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, isn't this ripe for that? Because you're like, oh, I'm a young girl in another country. I'm going to go to America to someone who can afford this in a luxury place. I mean, I feel like that's the great best scenario.
I mean, I get what you mean, but I think it's more... I think people come more to like travel, actually. Like to explore.
Well, I think if you're from a country that's like Sweden and in Europe, I think there are some au pairs from other countries that are trying to get in the country to have a better life.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're trying to meet someone. Maybe it's not the host dad, but like maybe it's someone
there. Sure.
Yeah, I think so. That is probably true.
Yeah.
But overall, I think people look more outside.
Of America?
No.
Outside of the home.
Outside of the home.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's a tough thing to talk about because, like, yeah, you've got another female in the house, but I guess it just goes back to so many episodes where we've been talking about how, like, do you trust your husband or not? And
sure.
How's your relationship? Because if you don't have a solid relationship and you know your husband could cheat on you, don't bring an au pair into the situation. Like,
that's not going to help things.
It may not help things. Guaranteed. And it's probably going to give you constantly, like, looking over your shoulder, like, was that stress. Weird? Was that an interaction?
For sure.
Like, the fact that I don't literally haven't thought twice about them going on a walk together at 5 a.m. Like, never a thought in my head. Like,
I just don't want to go and walk by myself.
You know what I mean? Like, it's if you are nervous, you're going to be more nervous.
Oh, yeah. But also, Johnny, what do you think if she said she wanted a bro pair?
I have joked about it. And he's like, absolutely not. He doesn't want a bro pair.
But I found someone that's really hot.
Yeah, yeah.
I sent that to Lisa.
She sent me one. She's like, what about him? You could have him as your next au pair.
Oh, it's all fun and games when you guys talk about it.
No, it was for me. It was for me.
No, for her, not for me. Oh my God.
I said that I could have a 1 month overlap with him.
She was like, we could overlap.
Yeah.
Share a room.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So a bro pair is not on the map, apparently.
Yeah. No, I
don't think a bro pair would work for us. I don't know. We have two boys, so it could be. But, like, our boys, they gravitate towards girls. Like, not in that way, but, like, they love, like, older girls in their life.
Those are my boys.
Oh, my gosh. They can still be your boys if they don't gravitate towards girls.
I mean, they could. I'm just saying. They do.
Yeah.
Are
we done?
Wait. No, come on. I'm having a good time. I'm sitting here staring at this nice stained glass window.
You're
going
to go work. You know that, right?
What?
You're going to go work.
Oh, I do have a show in 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
again,
I think it's time.
Here's the brains behind our household. Welcome to having an au pair.
Thank God.
Yes.
She reminds us of so many things. Like, Monday, we were trying to schedule something, and she's like, nope, you have a meeting. Like, what meeting? She's like, the meeting you just talked about.
For real. Mm-hmm. And she reminds me to get birthday gifts, Valentine's Day gifts, all the things.
Yeah. So, moms, if you're lacking in that department.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get an au pair.
There are hidden advantages. You don't even think about it.
True. Okay. Can you say our outro?
What's our? Do you know how we sign this off?
No, he doesn't listen.
How do you
this.
Say bye in Swedish?
Bye. No.
Hey door.
Hey door.
What?
Hey door.
Door.
Hold door.
Okay, let's do it on three. 1, 2, 3. Hey, door. That's so bad.